Hey, Don. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So, were you on vacation?
No, I was in the hospital.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just had a little heart surgery.
What? You had heart surgery?
Well, not exactly heart surgery. I had a pacemaker put in.
Jeez, you scared me.
Sorry.
A pacemaker, huh? What exactly is that?
It's pretty cool, actually. It's an electrical device that monitors my heart and helps get it up to speed when it starts pumping too slowly.
How does it work?
It's a battery-powered disc inserted beneath the skin just above the heart. A couple of attached wires monitor the heart and carry signals and impulses to and from the heart. The disc is the actual pacemaker, which creates electrical pulses when it senses disruptions in the heart's rhythm. For example, the wires let the pacemaker know when the heart gets too slow, and then carry electrical pulses to set the heart back on its normal track.
So what happened? Did you have a heart attack?
No, nothing quite so serious. The heart has a natural pacemaker called the SA, or sinoatrial node. The SA node is responsible for regulating heart rate by sending out electrical signals. When you exercise, the SA node increases your heart rate. But the SA node can malfunction by improperly speeding up or slowing down its signals. When the signals get too slow, for instance, your heart doesn't pump fast enough to supply the body with enough blood.
And that's when the pacemaker kicks in.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
I'm better than okay. I'm back on pace.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Dolores Schroeder in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.